We speak to the chief executive of the CCEA, Justin Edwards. Mr. Edwards, Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Big day for you, big day for the children. I say children, for the young adults. And looks like as if the girls have excelled once more.
Well, it is a big day, and congratulations to all those students getting their results today. Delighted for all the students. I'm here at the Grover Grammar School just meeting some of the pupils, and there's smiles and delights all around. Certainly, the results, strong performance in Northern Ireland, and it is a strong performance delivered by a rise in female grades, and the gap between females and males just widening slightly this year.
Why is it that young women do better than young men?
It's difficult to say. I think we need to go away and look a little bit more at the research and have a look a little bit more into the data and the information that we have. Certainly, subject choices may be part of that, and we need to look at what boys and girls are choosing, young men, young women are choosing. But certainly, there's a wider field of research that needs to be done and trying to understand why this gap exists and why it's widening.
The mathematics seems to be the main subject that people are pursuing. Are they excelling in mathematics? Are they excelling in STEM subjects?
STEM subjects continue, that science, technology, engineering, mathematics, continue to be strong subjects in Northern Ireland. About 40% of pupils in Northern Ireland take STEM subjects at A-level. Really, there was a growth in mathematics about 2 years ago. A lot of young women choosing to do mathematics 2 years ago, and that has stayed with us. And it is the number one subject in Northern Ireland. 1 in 10 A-levels now taken in Northern Ireland are mathematics. And Northern Ireland has a strong heritage in mathematics, and Northern Ireland pupils do well in mathematics.
There's a suggestion in some papers and news outlets this morning it's going to be easier to get into university this year than in recent years. Is that true?
I noticed that myself. I can't comment because that's part of UCAS and the university admissions system, but I did notice that the number of applicants are down across the UK. We still see strong application rates from Northern Ireland. We see strong application rates both here and in England and in Wales, looking across it. So HE application in Northern Ireland is still good.
Now, you did mention you're at one of the schools this morning where young women are celebrating. Hopefully most of them are celebrating. Just remind us, what is the procedure? Has everyone already received their results? Did they have to go to the school? Did they see it online? How does that work?
The vast majority of learners now access their results online first thing in the morning. We go live at 7 o'clock on the results day, and learners tend to come in over their mobile devices and access their results from home. Some schools, like this school, still encourage their pupils to come in and celebrate and share the stories and look with the school about what they want to do next, if they want to change their choices. So there still is a strong role for the school as well. But usually by about 7:30, people have got their results. Amazingly, this year, people access results from over 55 different countries from around the world. So even when they're on holiday, they're accessing the results online these days, direct to their mobile devices.
It is amazing. And the future for those who have achieved the results that they were hoping for, that's pretty well mapped out. What about the boy or girl, young man or young woman, who's feeling a bit down this morning, results haven't been as good as they'd hoped?
Well, I think the first thing is if the results aren't what you hope, remain calm. I think keeping a level, calm head at this time is really, really important. Go and seek advice. Seek advice from your school or your college. Seek advice from the Northern Ireland Career Service. You can get that from the Department for the Economy's website. There are links to the Career Service Northern Ireland through there. And check out all your options. There are many options available. University clearing is available, extra university places. But also you've got to look at foundation degrees, higher level apprenticeships. All these options are available to you. Take time to look at your options and then act. Actually move forward and look for the next opportunity and the next step in your educational journey.
And what about the AS results? How important are they this morning?
Well, AS results still remain popular in Northern Ireland. We have chosen to retain the AS, contributing towards the A2. AS results are strong and stable, as with A2, and we haven't seen much change in the subject choices or the subject levels being taken by learners at the AS. So the AS still remains strong here in Northern Ireland and a popular choice with pupils.
If you've gone down in your AS, if you've got a poor result, can you continue with your A-level studies or do you have to go back a year?
I think that if you've got the AS results that you weren't expecting, I would encourage you to talk with your school or your college where you're taking those qualifications and look again at your options about how you might want to progress into the A2. Quite a lot of pupils from the data we have take four ASs, leaves them choices into their A2 as they choose to leave one behind maybe and continue with three at that particular point. But do keep your mind open. Keep open to the fact whether you enjoy the subject and love the subject. It's such a big motivating factor in continuing that study into the A2. And like I said, discuss it with your teachers, discuss it through your parents or carers, and look for their advice and help as you make those choices into the next stage in your A-levels.
And finally, Justin, we really do have to congratulate the young people, the length and breadth of the country, who have worked their socks off for the last couple of years.
Absolutely, Frank. The culmination of today's results, it's just hard work by those young people, hard work, commitment and dedication by those young people right the way across the country, as you say. I'm delighted for them. And I think we should all be proud of what our young people are achieving in Northern Ireland.
Okay, thank you indeed. Justin Edwards, the Chief Executive of CSCC AA Exams Body.